Now we're going to start off with a centering meditation. So close your eyes, put your feet on the ground, uncross your legs if they're crossed, and take a couple of deep breaths. These meditations help us drop down into the subconscious mind. If you have a very busy mind, like I do, it's hard to hear the subtle, soft communications of the subconscious. We're going to quiet the busy mind with a focus on the elements. Feel the ground beneath you. Extend your awareness down through your body, down through your legs, and through your feet into the floor. Extend it further on down, through the house, through the building materials, through the foundation, and ultimately all the way into the earth. Continue to feel your way down through the earth. You'll notice the topsoil, and below that some rocky material, and below that solid rock. Continue your way down, way, way down. As you feel that earth beneath you, recognize that your body is made of earth, of matter, the molecules and atoms that make up matter, that make up your body. Feel the earthiness of your body as weight, as mass, and feel how it attracts the earth as the earth attracts your body and pulls it down. You have trillions of molecules and atoms, and they're a part of the earth as much as those rocks and dirt are. In the same way that plants are born out of the earth, you were too. Your mother was part of the earth, as was her mother and her mother before her. In fact, the word matter comes from the same root as mother. Take a breath and just send appreciation down into the earth for loaning you these molecules for your lifetime. Now feel the water in your body. Your body is made of about 70% water, with a composition similar to the ocean. We evolved out of the ocean, and the ocean is still inside of us. Move your body a little bit and feel its fluidity. You are mostly fluid. And this fluid water is inside and outside of your 50 trillion cells, and it flows around, bringing nutrients to all the tissues in your body. It flows through the rivers of your veins and arteries. Your blood carries food and energy to your cells and carries waste away. It's a grand network of rivers, similar to the network of rivers and water on the earth. And in the cycle of water, water evaporates from the ground and from rivers and from the ocean. It becomes clouds and comes down as rain or snow and feeds the plants and flows into rivers and back into the sea. This cycle is also in you. Just feel this grand cycle of water that moves into you and through you and out of you. You're part of that cycle that keeps life going on the planet. So send appreciation to the water in your body and the water cycle on the earth for all that it brings. Now feel the fire in your body. Chemical reactions are going on all the time. There are trillions of molecular changes every second in your body. This is the element of fire, and it keeps you warm. When you're active, it makes you hot. It's part of life living on Earth. Inside your body, you're transmuting elements, burning energy and food as fuel, which keeps everything moving. Your heart beats by itself, pumping your blood and oxygen throughout your body to feed that fire. Fires need oxygen in order to burn. When you eat food, it was grown with the fire of the sun in the form of light. And when you eat it, you take in that sunlight and give energy back as heat and life. All of this is fueled by the great burning fire of the sun. And even the fossil fuels we burn in our cars and factories are using ancient sunlight, buried in the form of oil and gas. So send some appreciation to the sun for its original fire and to your body for taking in the fuel, keeping everything moving and warm and heated up in just the right way. Now we'll move to the element air. Breathe in. Feel the air filling up your lungs. Take it in consciously and then breathe it out. Let go of the carbon dioxide you don't need. Recognize that you're in a grand exchange with the trees and plants. They take in our waste products, the carbon dioxide, and they use it to fuel their growth. They breathe out what they don't need, which is oxygen, which we take in to fuel our growth and our lives. You are part of this grand cycle. The plant world needs us, and we need them. The air you breathe in brings oxygen that feeds your fire. Your breath is life. So send some appreciation to that air and feel the space around you and the space inside of you. That space is also air. And appreciate and send appreciation to that space and to the air. The final element, the fifth element, or quintessence, is consciousness, awareness itself. And recognize that you have awareness and that you have attention that you can direct wherever you wish to direct it. It seems to some that everything has awareness, and we know for sure that living things have awareness. It may be that the earth herself, Gaia, has a kind of awareness. Maybe even stars have their own kind of awareness, and perhaps galaxies as well. Awareness does not need a physical body to function, so there are levels and layers of consciousness that aren't embodied that we can tune into. This is all part of the great mystery. Send appreciation to the source of awareness, the source of consciousness. It has always been there, it is always present, and it always will be, in a myriad of forms, including your own form. Feel the great expanse of consciousness throughout the world and throughout the universe. You are part of this great chain of being, this awareness that permeates all things, everywhere. Appreciate yourself for being part of this. Earth, water, fire, air, and awareness. Here and now, in your unique form, you are glorious. You are you. And when you're ready, feel your body, wiggle your fingers and toes, and take a conscious breath. When you feel yourself back in your body, open your eyes and return here. These are the five elements that make up you, make up who you are.